If there's further cuts in student grants tomorrow, there'll be two outcomes. Obviously, there'll be less students going to third level education, and because of that, more will be joining the queues to get on the planes and get on the boats, whilst others will stay at home and have no option but to sign on to the welfare system. And the figures for somebody signing on, that it costs the state approximately $20,000 a year. So there's no economic sense to reducing grants to third level students. It actually makes more financial sense to keep as many students in third level education as possible. Because remember, we need to get out of this economic crisis that we're in. An educated workforce is going to be pivotal to the economic rejuvenation of this country.
You've called on the Fine Gael and Labour members of council to put pressure on their TDs, on their party colleagues in the higher echelons, and on the government to look at this student funding issue again. So are you hopeful that that will happen?
I can only ask them to do this. Ultimately, it's about choices, and tomorrow this government's going to make its choice, whatever choice they are going to make. And those people on Donegal County Council who are members of the government party, who spoke very eloquently today, if their government tomorrow turns around and does the wrong thing for the young people of this country, well, they as individual councillors need to decide. Am I happy that I'm part and parcel of this government party?